감사 예고 복
예복 부인 수포 아멘. There was once a very wealthy man who had thousands of acres of land, millions of dollars, and a very beautiful daughter. So one evening he invited all the eligible bachelors in his county to his home to find a husband for his daughter, a man that he wanted to be full of the Holy Spirit. So what he decided to do was, in his backyard, he had a swimming pool, and he decided to fill it up with snakes and crocodiles and dangerous creatures. And he told all the men that came that evening, that were standing there looking at this swimming pool full of these creatures, he told them, whichever man can swim from one side to the other will get the choice of choosing either 1,000 of my acres of land, $1,000,000 that I have in my bank, or my daughter's hand in marriage. No sooner had he finished these words than all of a sudden a splash in the water. And everyone looked and they saw this man swimming from one side of the pool to the other, so fast that probably he would have set an Olympic record. And he gets out, and the father is amazed that a man would do this. And so he walks over to him and he says, well, son, what do you want? You must want 1,000 of my acres of land. The man said, no, I don't want your land. He said, then I guess you want $1,000,000. And the man said, no, I don't want $1,000,000. So then the father says, you want my daughter's hand in marriage. And the man says, I don't want to marry your daughter. So the father is confused and says, then what? You must be full of the Holy Spirit to do such a thing. What do you want? And the man says, I don't want any of those things. I just want to know who was the guy that pushed me into the pool. The Holy Spirit is viewed correctly in Christian tradition as one of the persons of the Holy Trinity, which gives courage and comfort to the faithful. Christ says that he will send the great counselor, or the great comforter, to his disciples and his people. In Greek, the word that is used is parakletos, or paraklete, which roughly translates as an advocate or an intercessor, a counselor. In Armenian, we would say bare hos, or michnort. But when the Armenians decided to translate the Bible from ancient Greek to Armenian, they didn't choose these words of advocate or intercessor, parehos or michnort, but rather they chose a very particular word, mechitarich. Now, if we look at this word, mechitarich, it just means comforter. But the question then arises, why did they choose this word? Anyone who has studied Armenian and knows Armenian knows that every word has many, many synonyms to it. There are many, many ways to say the same thing. And so, rather than mukhitarich, why didn't they use, we might ask, aspolpich or amokich? Why did they specifically choose this one word? And the answer is found in the word. The word mukhitarich is made up of different parts. The first part is me, which means not or don't. This is why when we hear our grandparents sometimes yell at us not to do something, they say miyaner, miyara. That mi means don't. Chit is a word that means pain. It comes from the Armenian word chait, chaitel, to bite. Chit means pain, specifically a pain found in the stomach or in the foot. And then arich, ar and ich, the endings, are words that mean, or enemies that mean, doer, one who does. So Mukhtarich is not so much just a comforter, but the one who takes away pain, the one who dispels pain. So naturally the question then is, what pain does the Holy Spirit, the great comforter, take away? It's pain caused by fear and worry. That pain that we sometimes get in our stomach when we're anxious. That pain that we feel when we lose someone or something, and we don't know what the future holds. Theologically, we might say it's the pain of the serpent's bite, right? The serpent that usually bites man in the heel. The pain that is cured and dispelled through baptism, baptism of the Holy Spirit. And then there's also the pain of uncertainty. What will we do? What is going to happen? What will come? We don't know. Jirotnik, the blessing of water, is usually conducted, as we know, on January 6th. And we in our parish usually celebrate it and do that on the closest Sunday after January 6th, which would have been January 11th this year. But unfortunately, as you know, because of COVID and for your safety and health, we decided to postpone it until this weekend. And this weekend is also the feast of Saint Sarkis. But usually, when we do this, we not only remember Christ's birth, but also we remember his baptism. His baptism is something that is greatly celebrated in the ancient church. But it is also the first time we remember and we celebrate the physical description of the Holy Spirit in the Bible. The Holy Spirit is mentioned and felt many times in the Old Testament. But this is the first time in the Bible, at Christ's baptism, that we see the physical reality of the Holy Spirit, the great comforter. Something of a dove, as it says, coming down from heaven. That it is no longer this far off feeling or spirit far away from us or only belonging to the ancient times. But the Holy Spirit is one who comforts us in granting us strength. Our comfort comes from strength. This is what the word comfort means in English. C-O-M, come, meaning with, together, right? Words like communicate and communion and common, things that we share together with. And then the word fort, which means strength, like a fort, fortitude. So we are given comfort in our strength. Christ reminds us of this. He says this to his disciples when he says, now they will take you away to be judged. Do not fear. Do not fear what you shall say or how you shall say it, because what you will say at that moment will be given to you. For the speaker won't be you, but the Father will send the Holy Spirit to speak through you. I said earlier that we chose this weekend to do the blessing of water because it is also the weekend of the feast of Saint Sarkis, our patron saint of our parish. Saint Sarkis had great comfort and great strength when he was brought before King Shabul. He did not try to convince or trick the king into giving him his life, but he spoke the truth because it was the Holy Spirit speaking through him, and he was willing to die for it. He was willing to be freed from this world and given eternal life. This, my dear faithful, is what we are all called to do as Christians. Each of us who are anointed through holy baptism with holy muron, the holy chrism, which we are about to pour into this water. Each of us are given that responsibility and that calling to speak the truth. This is something, unfortunately, that is lacking in today's world. Truth is not as important as other things. But truth throughout history, and especially in our faith, is so important. And the truth that we are to be comforted in knowing we have the strength of God Almighty with us always should give us the ability and the power and the gumption, the willingness to go out and preach the truth and to comfort others of that truth. Today, as we bless the holy water, we remind ourselves that this is a physical reminder of the Holy Spirit in this world and in our lives. And I ask and I pray that when we take this holy water with us, we not just keep it to ourselves, but we take it to the poor, the lonely, the shut-ins, the sick, the scared, the worried, the tired, the needy, the ones who need to be comforted. We take it to them. Take the physical representation of the Holy Spirit to them and remind them that that comfort has come. That pain that they have shall be taken away. And that through the Holy Spirit, life, eternal life, shall be granted to each of us so long as we continue to profess the truth and follow the words and teachings of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.